At Stonebrook Community Church, we are finding gospel hope in God's Word with God's family. As you revisit this week's Sunday school lesson with your family, we pray you all draw encouragement from God's Word together.
Hi, I'm Allison, and I'm here to share with you a brief excerpt from the Gospel Project curriculum, which was written and published by Lifeway Christian Resources, used here with permission. The lesson covers Mark 1 and Luke 4 through 5. Feel free to hit pause and read Mark 1 and Luke 4 through 5 together as a family. Otherwise, we'll dive right in. Healings in Galilee. The healings Jesus performed from village to village weren't like the spectacles put on by others who claimed to have divine power. Jesus didn't come to seek applause of people looking for a show. He drew near to those experiencing affliction because of his great love for them and his Father. Jesus extended compassionate care to all who recognized their need for a Savior and trusted in him for spiritual healing and wholeness. In today's passage, Jesus revealed his purpose for preaching, to proclaim the good news of his Father's kingdom. This kingdom wasn't what the people expected. It wasn't for the most fortunate, educated, or impressive. Jesus' heart was for all who found themselves in need of his healing, all who trusted in him as their great healer. Jesus' healing of the man with leprosy is one of the greatest examples of love and compassion found in Scripture. Luke 5 verse 12 tells us his leprosy had spread all over his body, an advanced case leaving him isolated from community and desperate enough to fall face down before the Lord. In an act of great faith, the man trusted in Jesus' power to heal, knowing that his willingness to save him was all he would need. Mark 1 verse 41 says that compassion moved Jesus closer to the man in need. Jesus did more than speak healing words over him. Jesus reached out, touched him, and immediately healed him. In a society that often shunned lepers, Jesus offered his touch as a means of closeness and compassion. With his words, Jesus gave him next steps for cleansing and re-entering his community. The man was healed from leprosy and couldn't keep the good news of Jesus to himself. In desperation, he turned to Jesus by faith, experiencing the Savior's true healing. He believed in Jesus' ability, power, and authority to heal. We can still approach Jesus by faith with our requests, trusting that he can accomplish whatever he wills. Let's pray. God, thank you for having compassion for us and our sin. Please give us courage to share with others the news about your amazing power to heal and save. Amen. Parents, now that your family has reviewed the scriptures together, it's time to talk about it. As you listen, feel free to pause this recording between each question to talk together. You can also refer back to the email for the full list of questions in the parent resources. Our three family discussion questions for this week are: 1. Why was Jesus not made unclean by touching the leper? 2. Why did Jesus instruct the leper to go to the priest? 3. How can knowing that Jesus cares about us help us when we feel alone? Our key passage for this unit is Daniel 4, verse 3. This would be a great passage for your family to memorize together. Daniel 4, verse 3 says, "How great are his miracles, and how mighty his wonders! His kingdom is an eternal kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation." Thanks for taking the time to be together in God's Word, and may you be encouraged by it this week. Join me again next week as we explore Jesus Forgives and Heals, Matthew 9, verses 1 through 8, Mark 2, verses 1 through 12, and Luke 5, verses 17 through 26.